When China commenced its international adoption program in 1992, the majority of its abandoned children were infant girls. Many were left on the streets, at train stations, or on the doorsteps of orphanages, some with a 100 yuan note or a packet of milk powder tucked into their clothes. I was one of them. My name is Charlotte Cotter. I was adopted at 5 months old by an American couple several months after I was left on the steps of a building in China with nothing but a small handwritten note with the date and time of my birth. China announced the end of its international adoption program in September. More than 160,000 children from China have been adopted by families across the globe in the last 3 decades. Being an adoptee is a lifelong identity. Even if an adoptee finds their biological relatives, it doesn't somehow bring closure in the same way that many might expect. My parents were always open with me that I had another family, and I was always curious about them. I wanted to know whether they looked like me, and whether we had similar features. Reuniting with my birth parents gave me a lot of the answers that I was looking for. So I had always been curious about why I had been relinquished, and the story about how I had ended up at the orphanage. This beginning part of my story had been a blank. After I found them, I did have to spend some time becoming more comfortable with the information that I found and integrating that information into my identity. But I think at the end of the day, I emerged with a much stronger connection, both to, of course, my biological parents because I had found them, and to China, as well as my family here in the US. It was very complex. I think there was a lot of relief that I had found them, a little bit of anxiety because this is the first time I'm meeting them, so I'm not sure whether they're going to like me or what they're going to think of me. The relationship with my youngest brother, because our fates are so intertwined, was the deepest connection that I was able to make there among the siblings. Given the circumstances of my biological family at the time and the one-child policy, all of these things led to both of our lives being the way that they are. And because I was a girl, I was given up. And, because he was a boy, he was kept. And so I think many might think I might be envious or kind of angry. And I think there was some sense of having to process some of these emotions. But at the same time, I think with how everything unfolded, I was able to make this special connection with my siblings. And so I think I definitely have, in some ways, thought about what my life would have been like if I had stayed in China, and how it would have unfolded. But because that's not what happened, I can never really know. And so, for me personally, letting go of that has been a major part in my journey to embrace my identity as an adoptee overseas. My first piece of advice is to read the blogs, essays, pieces by adoptees who have had experience searching and have been in reunion with biological relatives. So, if they do find relatives, are they hoping to keep in touch with them? Are they hoping to try to establish a relationship? My second piece of advice, on a more logistical note, is to find reliable and trustworthy contacts in the local area, and also to work with a translator. I think that if I had to do it over again, I would have worked with a translator, even though I had a high level of Chinese at the time. at the end of the day, I think you never know what you're going to find. Just be prepared to feel unprepared, no matter how much preparation you do. Once you've put in all this groundwork, there is a level of just being sort of open to whatever happens.